Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
829 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. We were just marveling at the bottom end of the Eastern Conference standings. I knew it was bad. Yeah. I didn't know it was that bad. I guess I just hadn't checked. The Wizards have lost 14 games in a row.
This is unbelievable.
They've played 45 games. They've won 6 of them.
And who have been the majority of those win on?
Well, they do. So this isn't... Yeah, whatever. Let's pile on. The Raptors have 3 road wins this year. 2 of them are against the Hawks. They won back-to-back games against them last weekend. The Wizards have 6 wins all season. Yep. 2 of them are against the Hawks.
Unbelievable.
They also beat the Nuggets somehow.
Yes.
They beat the Nuggets somehow.
Yes.
Anyway. Hey, there's only one person on hold. So if you want to get on hold and... ask an AMA question today. Today might be your day. You think to yourself, I've never asked an AMA question before. Well, give it a shot. Jump in the deep end of the pool.
I got one yesterday, a DM, and it was pretty cool. It said, Randy, would you rather have, and I think I might have had this one, would I rather have a national championship ring or a Super Bowl ring?
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Definitely a Super Bowl ring.
I saw one yesterday that was, would you rather win the Masters once or, and no other tournaments ever, or 15 PGA events? But no majors. What would you rather have?
Masters.
Me too.
Yeah.
I want to be a Masters champion.
Yeah, no doubt.
Give me the green jacket, and I'll just live off that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, no doubt about
like
it.
The appearance fees alone you could make. 404-726-0929 if you want to jump on and ask us a question. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, what's good, fellas?
Hi, Mo.
Hey, okay, so, Randy, I understand that you don't trust me on this.
I don't.
So, I want you to Google... iPhone, iOS Restore.
I don't have to Google nothing, Mo. I still don't trust you. I think
cool.
Where we at now, I would think that you might have that planet, Mo.
Hey, I'm just going for it like I said. It's like a computer, how your computer has backup spots. Your iPhone actually does the same thing. You got backup spots on your iPhone. So there's a site you can actually go on to.
Hey, Mo, will you do it for me?
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
So what, you go to a thing and you tell your iPhone you want to reset it to a date, and then it resets your iPhone to what it was like on that date?
Yeah, you can go into...
Wouldn't it be nice if relationships had that?
Yes.
Like, if you could be like,
man,
maybe you went on the radio and said something
like
dumb.
January the 6th,
and then
maybe
you could reset it back to before you did that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
What was the movie with that? Click?
Click.
Click, yeah.
Click, where you could pause and rewind and all that stuff. What would you do if you had
Let
that?
Let me ask y'all this question. So I was calling in from the sick and shut in. which I know you know what that is, Randy.
Okay.
Look, I went to play poker Saturday, man. Go outside to go to my car to get some cigarettes, and I hit a patch of ice at the top of my homeboy steps. Ooh. And my feet went straight in the air, bro. And I fell down four steps.
Ooh.
So I'm walking around right now with bruised ribs and a bruised spine.
Oof. Damn, homie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. When is the last time y'all been on the sick and shut in? I know when Nico pulled you, you wasn't necessarily on the sick and shut in. You was hurting, though.
What is that?
So
what is he
that's
saying?
That's my question to y'all.
What's he saying?
Is that secret shut-in?
Sick and shut-in?
The sick and shut-in, what like they used to do in church, Randy.
Oh, like a shut-in. Oh, like when, basically when you would get the shut-in at church, you would get to church, like at like, say 7 o'clock, and you wouldn't leave until the next day. So you're like basically in the house,
Okay, basically. But basically, when's the last time you got hurt and you're on the shelf?
I don't get hurt. Then stay in. I mean, when Nico yanked my ass, that hurt so bad. When I fell down the stairs messing with you. Busted up my hand.
Hey man, I wasn't even there anymore.
Yeah, busted up my damn hand. That pretty bad. But no, I don't. Yeah, I'm good, man.
It is one of those things where it's like you don't fall down much anymore.
Right.
Like as an adult, really. Like obviously, you got tackled a lot when you were playing. Right. But like now, like in life, it's not very often. Like what Mo did there,
I think Mo,
doesn't happen.
I
much.
Think Mo laid him to up.
Well, yeah, yeah. I think she did. I think she. From Home Alone.
Yeah. No.
She Kevin'd him.
Yeah, I think she set you up, Mo.
Yeah, she set him up like the burglars.
Yeah, she set you up, Mo.
She set that trap so he'd bust his ribs up. But, like, when you were a kid, you used to fall down all the time.
Right.
And I just don't remember the ground being as hard
as it is now. The ground is no harder.
The ground has hardened.
It's just more brittle.
And I don't fall much, but every once in a while, you slip on something. It's like, oh, God, that's just... Ow.
Yeah, man.
All right, let me take a second, and I'll get up. Brandon's in Athens. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how y'all doing? Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
What is y'all's bougie bourbon, and what is y'all's budget bourbon when it comes to favorite types of bourbon to drink? Probably more for Andy,
all right,
but I know Randy likes to get down on it.
Oh, I drink bourbon every now and then, but I'm not a big bourbon drinker, so I couldn't tell you which is which. I know that Yellowstone whiskey the Vol got me is a fan favorite.
I honestly, I don't know that I have like a favorite expensive one. I'll just kind of try different ones.
Right.
Because I like all of them, you know. You buy like a Woodford Reserve sometime or like a Whistle Pig or something like that. High West is, I don't know how that expensive. Honestly, the one that the guy got us for Christmas last year, E.H. Taylor,
yes.
That was really good.
Do you know that thing still?
But that's really expensive.
Do you know it's still on the liquor cabinet?
Yeah.
Still anything.
Have you opened it?
I haven't. I've never taken it out of the container.
It's good.
Yeah. I haven't even taken it out of the container.
The one that's like pretty good price that I think is good and it kind of will work every time is Bullet Bourbon. Bullet Bourbon is delicious. To me, it's just as good as stuff that's a lot more expensive than five.
You are my main man. All right, 50 grand. You're my main man, 50 grand. I still don't understand the delicious part of liquor.
Oh, I don't know.
When Andy always says, this is delicious.
It tastes good.
I just,
all the liquor you've drank, you haven't enjoyed it?
Obviously.
I mean, you enjoy the feeling.
Yeah.
You haven't enjoyed the taste of it?
I really don't think about it.
It's not in your mouth long enough, or what?
I don't really think about it. Just knock it back.
Yeah, but like different
like,
liquors
it's so
taste.
Delicious.
I like the way certain bourbons taste.
Yeah,
they're like what do? They distill it differently and they put it in the charred oak barrels and all that. You can taste it.
Bullet's not super sweet and it's got a nice spice to it.
Yeah, which can be the problem
like
with bourbon.
Is really sweet.
Sometimes bourbon can be really sweet.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I like. Yeah, it's got a nice smoky flavor to it.
Delicious.
It is delicious.
Like hamburgers.
I wish it wasn't so delicious.
Pork chop sandwiches are delicious.
Yeah, 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 you're right. I mean, it's not like a savory, like I'm going to, I don't know, but I do savor it. I wish I didn't think it was. Not with bourbon.
Oh, okay.
I'll burn your lips off. But like, you know, get a little sip in there, enjoy it. Maybe put a little ice cube in there just to open it up a little bit. I don't like to put water in it, but just a little bit.
Okay.
Just to kind of. Let it breathe just a tiny bit. And then I try to sip it, but it goes down so fast and so good.
Yeah. It's when it hits your lips.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's when it hits your lips.
So, so good. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. What's up? Hey, I'm on Randy's vibe with that. Like, I just like to I'll drink a warm, I'll drink a cold. It doesn't matter to me. And I'm only tequila. But, I got to work the national championship game at the stadium. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We got you.
Okay, cool. I got to work the national championship game. I'm a Notre Dame fan, so I'm like rounding out my period of mourning right now. So now that the college football season is like kind of in the cold area, I wanted to see, this is a question I had like locked for y'all. What's a unique bowl game sponsor that you guys would want to see? Since we had the Duke Mayo's Bowl, yeah, where they pour the mayonnaise on the guy, and then they had the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I had two quick ones for you real quick. This is kind of a deep cut, but Dunder Mifflin Bowl. It's going to be specifically on Peacock, and then you get a Dundee when you win.
Okay.
And then the last one is the Vaseline No Diddy Bowl. So that's pretty self-explanatory.
Come on. And it was baby oil.
It could be the baby oil bowl.
It was baby oil.
Everyone has to put it on before the game. Nobody can tackle anybody.
It was baby oil.
Or the football's drenched in baby oil.
Yeah, man.
A lot of turnovers. All right, so yeah, that's a great question. So what's the product you would like to see endorse a bowl game? I think the Blue Chew.
There we go.
Chew it before you do it bowl. Both coaches have to take a Blue Chew in the first quarter and try to hide it.
Oh, man. That would not be cute at all.
You just have to see who can last longer.
That would not be cute at all. I would call it the Hot Liquor Fiesta Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Because he was talking about chill. Like, I'm so past the chill shots. Like sometimes when me and my wife will be drinking tequila, she'll try to chill my shots. Like, I think I've grown out of the chill shot phase, man, Andy. I think that's what it is. And she told me yesterday, she heard the AMA about the question, what happens, our wives are picked up?
Yeah, my wife. My wife heard that, too.
Yeah, and she would not say cussing.
Oh, she cusses more now.
Yeah, she did cuss.
Okay.
She said, first we said Georgia. And then she had cussed.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My wife's answer was like home improvement stuff.
Okay.
She knows how to use tools really good now.
Yeah.
But like when we met, I came home from work one day and she was in our apartment. She had my hand drill with just a drill bit in it. And she was about to drill a hole into the wall because she wanted to hang a flower hook or something. And I was like, what are you doing? You're way off. Now, last month, she renovated our whole playroom with wainscoting and shelving and paint.
Look at you, a good teacher.
I didn't do anything. Like, she cut it all and used the nail gun and all that kind of stuff. It was great. So she's a full-on HGTV home renovator now. She didn't know how to use tools before we met. So, yeah, that's a good one. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, keep in mind that I'm an Army kid and I come from the golden age of bullying. But what were the, there was a kid back in the day, his name was Dedrick. His head was like an 8 3/4, so we called him Hedrick.
Yeah.
And towards the end of high school, there was a chick and her nickname was Bout It. So you can go wherever you want with that one.
Yeah, we got it.
But what were some of the funniest nicknames that y'all ever heard of?
Okay. Yeah. The ones you can say on the radio.
The ones you say on the radio.
We had a similar one. There was a kid at our high school named Edwin, and his head also large. So, Hedwin.
Hedwin, yeah. I think the most insulting one is any nickname that has ass in it.
Okay.
Big head ass, Andy.
Which may have been one.
Yeah. Poe-ass, Randy, anybody put ass in the zone.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but if they could make your name a part of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, like something that's wrong with you and also it rhymes with your name or your name fits into it. that's always a tough one. I'm trying to think of any other ones. Like the Hedrick, Dedrick, Hedwin, Edwin one was really easy to come up with. I can't think. I mean, we would just be mean to people. Like, I wish it wasn't true.
Yeah.
But you would just kind of be mean to them. Like, not even cleverly. Like, at least Hedwin was, like, a little bit clever.
Yeah. And then eventually you would, they would pretty much answer to
it. You know what we would do? Because when we were in high school, like the Rockefeller sign like that, people would say Hove a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were certain girls, if they came in class, we would put that up and say Hove really loud, but we were just saying Ho.
Okay. See,
which isn't very nice.
Should have been punched in the
face. Somebody should have punched us. Like, what were we doing? Why would you do that?
Yeah,
but plus, also, like, if she would have talked to us, we probably would have been like,
y'all were the guys that Stink was talking about stuffing in lockers.
No.
Have you ever stuffed in a locker?
No. Have you ever been stuffed in a locker? Have I been stuffed in a locker?
I'm asking a question.
Have you been stuffed in a locker?
Come on, man.
I mean,
did you ever stuff?
No.
Have I ever stuffed somebody in a locker?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that. Okay. Have you ever stuffed a locker, Abe?
No, I'm kind of with Bunk. Like, we didn't have full size lockers. Ours were double deckers. I don't think a human could. Hey.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abe.
No.
Okay, that's all you had to say.
I just wasn't the nerd in high school.
That's all you had to say, Abe. You didn't have to say we didn't have full-size lockers or nothing.
But I also I don't know if anyone got stuffed in lockers in high school, but, like, certainly not at my school, but, like, no. Like, if people got stuffed in lockers in high school, I wasn't going to get stuffed in a locker in high school.
Is this a question?
Yeah, but it kind of... seems like there's a little pretense to a question
if you have
like
to
that.
Ask,
you know what I mean?
You know, one of those.
Because, like, when I asked you, your reaction was a certain type of way, right? You know what I mean? So, like,
I'll say it was, come on, man.
So, yeah. And that was also my reaction. No, I've never been stuffed in a locker before. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, we're going to wrap up the show.
Andy's definitely not been stuffed in lockers. Not sure if Abe would have been, but they weren't full size. Not all body parts are the same, as we learned before. And he don't care about emojis. That's what's... fix it.
That was very good.
Yes,
that was good. His rant on analytics was very good. Kellen Moore, human Viagra.
Young offensive play callers. Viagra for old owners.
Yeah. They are, though.
They are.
I guess so.
They also, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if the young play caller on offense needs to relate to the young players, there's also young players on defense. So it doesn't make any sense.
Dylan Brooks give you a neck massage. You got to at least swat his hand off.
Dude, he gave Trey a neck massage.
Randy seems concerned about someone cutting off his thumb to use his Cash App. And just a reminder, the size you want to get to is 9 inches.
Easier for some than others.
Yeah, good luck. Blue Chew. The Blue Chew Bowl. I think that'd be pretty good. I'd watch it. They could play it in Boise on that field, you know? The blue field.
What would the trophy look like?
You know what the trophy would look like. Phallic. We got about 6 seconds. We got to make it to 55. People don't know we got hard outs now. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. Have a great rest of your day.